And welcome to Native Connections Radio, a production of Kamau Medical Center's Behavioral Health Department.
All right, hello community. My name is Shannon Wilhite, and this is Eric Reese, and we're joining you today to talk about suicide prevention. We've taken this information from this great book on suicide prevention in youth called Hope Squad, written by Greg Hudnall. And first we're going to start with a short bio. Go ahead, Eric.
Okay, everyone. My name is Eric Reese. I'm a Kodiak tribal member and also a descendant of the Tonawatam tribe, and I live here locally in Hoopa. And I used to work at Potawatomi for the last 3.5 years in suicide prevention, so I'm currently working at Kamau with the Native Connections grant with Shannon now.
Yeah, hi. My name is Shannon Wilhite, like we said before, and I am the grant manager for the Native Connections suicide prevention grant at Kamau Medical Center, and we're under Kamau Behavioral Health, and this grant is specifically to prevent suicide and substance use in youth and young adults. Part of our efforts to prevent suicide, we're doing this radio series on the topic of suicide prevention, and each show we are talking about one topic. This is our second show. It's going to be on protective factors and resiliency. Our first one was on warning signs. That was last Friday. We are going to be having shows every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. hour. Since we've been kind of derailed a little bit with the COVID pandemic, this has sort of led to new doors opening, and this radio show is one of those doors. So we're really grateful to Joe for having us in. We also look for our Native Connections Facebook page that's now up. Because the show's not live, we won't be able to answer your questions, but you can call the Native Connection phone number. And if I don't answer, leave a message. Eric and I will get back to you. Our Native Connection number is 707-599-5420. Okay, let's get started. So suicide is prevalent in Indian country. The overall death rate for suicide for Alaska Indians and Native American populations is about 20% higher compared to non-Hispanic white populations. It's really the greatest for 20 to 24 year olds. So it's really youth and young adults. For example, in 2017, suicide was the second leading cause of death in Indian country. This is a pandemic that not so many people are talking about. It's about one death every 12 minutes in the U.S., and that is for all suicides, not just the Native Americans. But it is quite a crisis, and we are trying to get the information out there. Taking the first step to talk about it really helps to normalize this type of discussion. We want to make it so that we're all comfortable talking about suicide. So here we go. Like I said before, this is our second show, and our show last week was on suicide warning signs. And we really hope you got to hear the show. But if you didn't, you can find it on the audio at the radio webpage at www.kidefm, and either in the Friday edition or in the health section. So what are protective factors, Eric?
Protective factors, it's something in your life that creates resiliency. And the resiliency is something that you're able to recover from, be it suffering or disappointment. And it could be different for everybody, like culture, ceremony, connectedness to each other, or even Earth. Laughing is a resiliency.
Where can individuals and their family get care here in the Hoopa Valley?
Kamau Medical Center Behavioral Health Program has counselors and alcohol and drug treatment programs. They provide one-on-one and group therapy and can be reached at 707-625-4261.
Mention 0450.
And Two Feathers also has counselors and a crisis line. The crisis line is 707-382-0629. And the hours for the crisis line are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Connectedness is also another important protective factor. Connectedness is the degree to which a person or group is socially close, interrelated, or shares resources with other persons or groups. For young people, especially, in this element is vital. Children who have friends are connected to something or someone have better attendance, higher grades, better behavior, and higher self-esteem. Having connection in family, community, and social institutions lends support, which is especially important for struggling children. But it's also important to remember that not all social connections are healthy. One of the top things families can do is have at least one meal a day together. And that means leave the cell phones and the television off. Take time to connect with each other. Look at each other in the face. Smile at each other. Another way to develop positive connection is to create opportunities to make and keep friends by attending community events, participating in recreational activities, or inviting your child's peers to your home. Friends are also important because this allows your children to learn new things and to share things that they may not share with an adult or family member. Kids who feel alone may have a higher risk of depression, so a connection to peers is critical. If your child likes to be alone, find ways for them to connect in a healthy, non-threatening way. Teach your child empathy and how to be a friend. This will make them more likely to know how to make friends. Don't be afraid to ask for help from school teachers, community partners, and others. Find out what works best for you and your family.
The next protective factor is self-esteem and a sense of purpose or meaning in life. Self-esteem can be defined as what we think about ourselves. It is the confidence we have in ourselves or how happy we are with ourselves. Those with a sense of purpose or meaning feel motivated and inspired to go about life. People with these qualities are much less likely to die by suicide because they know how to deal with difficult situations. Another way you can help is to teach your child to help others. This is empowering and provides them with purpose. Also enlist their help around the house with appropriate chores and praise them for their help and effort. Another way to help with self-esteem is to teach your child about the importance of having a well-balanced diet, exercising regularly, and getting enough sleep. All these factors can help your child feel good in mind, body, and spirit.
Another protective factor is having our cultural heritage. Things like our ceremonies, stick games, jump dances, brush dances, flower dances, even language, connecting with nature, it's all a protective factor. Religious or personal beliefs can discourage suicide also. Cultural and spiritual beliefs on their own and religion too are resilient factors because the connectiveness factor. It increases resiliency when spiritual leaders discourage suicide.
So we want you to use these protective factors to encourage resiliency in your child's life and continually build on your relationship with your children. A good relationship will put you in a better position to recognize when your child is struggling, and it will enable you to build a level of trust so your child will feel comfortable to come to you when he or she is struggling. Here are some ideas to help you cultivate a good relationship with your child. Eat one meal together as a family, without TV or electronic devices. Give your child a home environment that's safe physically and emotionally. Spend quality time with your child, one-on-one quality time with your child. Listen carefully to what your child says and anything he or she might be trying to convey. Be supportive without being intrusive, and encourage your child to express their positive and negative feelings and emotions. Doing these things can put you in a perfect position to help suicide prevention. A close relationship will help you intervene in your child's stressful situation and detect possible mental illness early and track suicide warning signs such as drastic changes in behavior. Okay, that is all for today. Next week we'll be talking about risk factors. If you or a loved one is in crisis or feeling suicidal, please call the Two Feathers Crisis Line, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 707-382-0629. The National Suicide Prevention Line is available at 1-800-273-TALK. The National Crisis Text Line, text HOME, H-O-M-E, to 741-741. The Strong Hearts Native Helpline at 844-7-NATIVE from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. And the 24/7 Humboldt County Crisis Helpline at 707-268-2999. Thank you and be well. Goodbye.
Sawanek.
Native Connection Radio is a production of Kamau Medical Center Behavioral Health Department. It is produced and hosted by Shannon Wilhite and Eric Reese. It's recorded and engineered in KIDE Studio 91 by Joseph Orozco. Each Native Connections radio program is available as an audio file at www.kidefm.org/downloads/podcast/health. Thank you for listening.